The big A. Good morning. This is Monk Ellen, and my title is The Big A. A like apple, A like attention, A like ambition, A like alertness, A like Adam and Abraham and whatever, but A like attitude. That's the big A. Well, this morning I speak about attitude because, you know, you speak always about that what you have most on your heart. And so I think it gives me a good, balanced attitude to speak about attitude. Attitude is really the basic of life. When I have a positive attitude, I put a cause into motion. A cause into motion, a one-pointed cause which tells me life is beautiful. If I say, oh no, it's raining again, and oh, I wanted sunshine, oh no, instead of saying, hey, wonderful, it's a rainy day and everything is becoming lush and green and our property is greener than ever this year at all, but it will even become more lush and bloomy. I went the other day over the mountains and it was amazing. There was already the mountain lilac blooming. And I brought home, not this year, but I brought a bouquet of flowers. They were all up at the mountain and they were not yet here. Well, you bet. With this rain, everything just will bloom. But what is most important to bloom is my mind, my heart, my consciousness. And that blooms when I have a good attitude. Now, the other day I went in town, and while I was shopping at Henry's, going for grocery, there came a young man, just straight to the salad, choosing his salad, and he had a big smile on his face. And I said, well, how are you today? You look so happy. And we came to talk to each other. And from his talk, I found out that he was more than 80 years old. But he looked probably like 65 because of his attitude. He had a smiling face. He had an enthusiasm in him. He went his shopping, and I'm sure he was living even alone, but he was an independent, free spirit. And he told me, oh, where are you coming from? What is your accent? And as I say, German. And he said, oh, I have been in the Second World War serving in Germany. And I was crazy, he said. I was 17. When I signed up, and they didn't want to take me, but because it was 1 week before my birthday, they finally took me, and he said, I was totally crazy to go for the war, absolutely crazy. And I said, I don't think you were crazy, I think you had an innocent enthusiasm. And I said, yeah, that's right. But he said, one day, the Germans, they came and they put a pistol here in front of me, then I shoot you. And I said to them, please, nicht schießen, in German, don't shoot me. And he said that so charming to me in the store, and all the people were around, they were listening, and they were hearing his story, what he had to tell about his life when he was in war, and how many times during this war, he escaped because he had such an innocent attitude, this guy. And I had really to say, oh, you are wonderful, now I want to go. Until there was another guy, he always came next to me when I picked up something, and he said, isn't it interesting whom you all meet in the grocery store? And he thought, I met this guy and I would know this guy, but I never knew the other guy. And 17 years in the World War, Well, he was surely over 80 years, but I tell you, he had an attitude and a smile on his face, which I, when I went in the car loading my grocery, I thought, you better get your act together and look, these people, you don't know what they have to live for. Probably he lives alone, but he has such a happiness in his heart, and that's wonderful. Now, yesterday, I went in town, I went to this crisis house. I wanted some information about grants. And while I was waiting, there came a little boy, came probably 3 years old. He came in with a young girl who probably takes care of him and brings him to his daddy or to his mother, whoever he should meet. And he had some little toys put together, glued together, some papers, just put together. It really had no, didn't make any sense, but probably if I would ask, would have asked him, what does it mean, he would have explained to me what it was. But he said it was for his daddy, a gift. He was happily waiting to meet his daddy. This little guy had such a smile on his face. And I said, wow, are you a little genius? And he looked at me and I said, do you know what a genius is? He said, no. And I explained and I said, well, you know, I'm going around the world and I say to every child, you are a genius. So you are one of my genius. And a genius is one who knows everything, who is brilliant, who is so smart, so smart. Are you a smart boy? Yeah. Well, when I left the house and came down the staircase, I see this little guy sitting with a man, and the girl was sitting next to him too. And I say, hey, genius! And I went there and I said to the father, are you the father? And he said, yeah! And I said, well, I just explained to him that he is a little genius. And he said, oh, yes! I tell him, he's my man, he's my man. I said, well, go even a step further, tell him he is a genius. And you, the girl who is often with him, tell him every day he is a genius. Well, we shook hands and we went away and I said to myself, look, the father and the son, both, they looked the happiest in the world, and what I have as an image of them, that they're just happy people. That's all what I saw in them, and that what I could take home with me as a creation and as a reflection of myself. Well, when I have a good attitude about myself, and I'm going in town, or I go wherever I want to go, I take a plane, or I travel, I meet only people like myself. I meet people who reflect who I am. So singing all day long, I am happy, I am happy, I am very happy. We have this beautiful little song. And oh, singing, I like me, I like me, I like. It helps. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you say, oh no, I don't want to say this affirmation. I really want to be angry. Well, that's not the way to go. The moment you realize, or I realize, there's some hang up instantly. Put my enthusiasm into motion and say, I like me, I'm happy, I'm fantastic, I'm super. And everything just turns out in the way I created. Because I really am the creator of my world. And yeah, we here on the campus, we have all the opportunities to practice the big A, attitude, all day long. And if I feel I'm touched, I'm judging, I'm not one pointed of who I am, I instantly say, nope, my big A, attitude, I am positive. And all is in divine order. Well, you have a good day, enjoy being yourself and having fun.